Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Public Finance and Public Policy by Jonathan Gruber is an undergraduate economics textbook focused on how governments raise revenue, allocate resources, and redistribute income through taxes, spending, and social insurance programs. Unlike purely theoretical public finance texts, it is known for combining standard economic models with empirical evidence and policy relevance. The book covers core topics such as taxation, efficiency, equity, welfare, transfer programs, and the economics of healthcare, social security, and other major government interventions. Its purpose is to help students understand not only how public policy is designed in theory, but also how it works in practice in modern economies. Because Gruber has been deeply involved in real policy debates, the book is shaped by contemporary issues and emphasizes applied analysis rather than abstract formulas alone. That makes it especially useful for readers who want a strong foundation in public economics with direct connections to real-world policymaking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, an empirical approach to public finance rather than a purely theoretical one. A defining feature of the book is its insistence that public finance should be studied as it is actually practiced, measured, and evaluated. Gruber does not treat taxation and spending as abstract classroom concepts. He places them in the context of empirical research, policy design, and political constraints. This matters because many government decisions depend on evidence about behavior, distributional effects, and program outcomes, not just on elegant theory. The book therefore helps readers understand how economists use data to assess whether policies improve efficiency or equity. It also gives students a model for thinking like applied economists start with the policy problem, identify incentives and trade-offs, and then look at evidence about what happens in the real world. That combination of theory and empirical orientation is one of the main reasons the text has been widely adopted. Secondly, taxation, efficiency, and the economic logic of government revenue. The book devotes major attention to the structure and consequences of taxation, including how taxes influence labor supply, saving, investment, and other choices. Rather than presenting taxes as a simple way to collect money, it shows that every tax system creates trade-offs between revenue generation, fairness, and economic distortion. This is where standard public finance tools become important. Students learn why economists care about excess burden, optimal taxation, and behavioral responses. The book is especially useful because it connects these ideas to actual tax policy debates, which makes the material easier to evaluate critically. Readers are pushed to ask not only how much revenue a policy raises, but also who bears the burden and what unintended responses may follow. That focus on tax incidents and incentives helps explain why tax design is one of the central problems in public economics. Thirdly, transfer programs and social insurance as central parts of modern public policy. Unlike older public finance textbooks that focus heavily on taxation and government purchases, this book gives substantial attention to transfer programs and social insurance. That includes policies such as income support, unemployment protection, retirement systems, and health insurance. These programs are central to modern government because much of public spending is not about producing goods directly, but about redistributing resources and managing risk across the life cycle. Gruber's treatment helps students see why social insurance is economically distinct from simple redistribution. It responds to uncertainty, adverse shocks, and market failures in private insurance markets. This makes the text particularly valuable for understanding how governments protect households against illness, unemployment, disability, and old age. The emphasis on social insurance also reflects the reality that in many countries, these programs represent the largest and most consequential parts of the public budget. Fourthly, healthcare, social security, and the policy debates that shape government intervention. The book stands out for connecting public finance principles to major policy arenas such as healthcare and retirement policy. These are not treated as side topics, but as essential examples of how public economics operates in practice. In healthcare, the text helps readers understand why markets often fail to provide efficient insurance and why governments intervene through regulation, public programs, and subsidies. In social security and related retirement issues, it shows how governments use social insurance to address longevity risk, poverty in old age, and intergenerational redistribution. Because these policy areas are politically contested and economically complex, they offer a strong setting for applying the book's framework. Readers come away with a clearer sense of how empirical evidence, program design, and political feasibility interact when governments try to solve large social problems. Lastly, a policy-oriented textbook shaped by contemporary fiscal and political debates, public finance, and public policy is not limited to a timeless description of economic principles. It is written to help students interpret current policy debates. The book has been updated across editions to reflect major fiscal and political events, including financial crises, stimulus policy, health reform, and continuing controversies over the size and role of government. That gives it a strong practical orientation and keeps the material relevant to current public discussion. For students, this means the concepts are not isolated from the world they live in. Instead, they are invited to use the tools of public economics to evaluate actual proposals and institutions. This policy-centered structure is one of the text's main strengths because it makes public finance feel like a living field rather than a static body of formulas. It is especially valuable for readers who want to understand how economic analysis informs real legislative and administrative choices. In conclusion, public finance and public policy is best suited for undergraduate students in economics, public policy, public administration, health policy, and related fields, as well as readers who want a serious introduction to how government spending and taxation work in practice. It is especially useful for anyone who wants more than a basic theory survey, because the book consistently ties economic models to evidence, institutional detail, and current policy debates. The main benefit is that it helps readers understand the central public finance questions that shape modern states: who pays, who benefits, how incentives change, and why government intervention sometimes succeeds and sometimes fails, compared with many textbooks in the same category. It stands out for its strong empirical emphasis and its unusually deep treatment of transfer programs, social insurance, and health policy. Jonathan Gruber's policy experience also gives the book a practical tone that makes it feel grounded in real institutional challenges rather than purely academic abstraction. For students preparing for advanced study or policy work, it offers both conceptual clarity and useful analytical tools. If you would like to support Jonathan Gruber, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.